Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, this morning, it seemed as if the entire nation held its collective breath, waiting for the Supreme Court to issue its decision on the future of the Affordable Care Act. The court did hand down a bevy of other important rulings, but alas, nothing on healthcare will told until Thursday. Nevertheless, in this election year, even the slightest whisper from the High Court has political ramifications at both the state and national level, especially this week as President Obama spends today in New England. Here to talk about it is Radio Boston's Political Roundtable. Susan Tracy is our Democratic analyst and a former Massachusetts state representative. Good to see you again, Susan.
Thanks, Magna. Great to be here.
Also with us is our Republican analyst, Nancy Dwight. She's former head of the National Republican Congressional Committee. Nancy Dwight, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
So let's start with presidential politics, as President Barack Obama is in New Hampshire and Massachusetts today. Let's start with Massachusetts. Nancy, I wonder, obviously the president's doing a lot of fundraising here. There's a lot of money that goes to his campaign from Massachusetts. But is his interest in the state purely financial, or does he have a political interest here as well?
Clearly, his main reason for being in Massachusetts is money. But the other thing we can't forget is the Boston media market dominates in New Hampshire. The votes are in southern New Hampshire, along the seacoast, along the border counties. And the Boston media market, other than Channel 9 out of Manchester, is the television that influences. So my guess is we'll see him a lot more doing political events in Boston.
Susan, your thoughts on that?
I think there's a couple of other reasons to be here beyond money and reach, and I agree with you on the reach to New Hampshire. It's also Elizabeth Warren. That's a take-back seat, and so it's an important one in a Senate that's really on the balances of power is in play. I also think the governor is a reason to be here. Governor Patrick is an extremely strong supporter of the president. As we know, he's going around the country, and I think it's important for him to come into a state every once in a while and be supportive of the governor as well.
I completely agree with Susan. The other thing, though, we have to remember is the summertime is when you have time to do this. You have time to come into states that are important to you for base and for fundraising. But come September, you don't have the time.
On that point, I presume that the president and former Governor Mitt Romney are both going to make frequent visits to New Hampshire, as it is one of those swing states. But Nancy, I wonder, so it went Democratic last time around, New Hampshire did. Do you think President Obama is going to pay even more attention to New Hampshire this time around, specifically because Mitt Romney is his presumptive challenger and that basically the Granite State is in Mitt Romney's own backyard? I mean, he's got a presence there.
Well, this will be the calculation they'll have to make. New Hampshire is 4 electoral votes, and this election is going to be so close that it will come down to a calculation of whether those 4 will be critical enough for him to veer his time into New England.
I'd also add you could probably pick up, you know, Maine is one of the 2 states in the country where the electoral votes doesn't go completely to the candidate who wins the popular vote in the state. They're divided among those who the popular vote winners in each congressional district. So Maine could have a funny play. So it depends upon how close the math is on whether they'll spend a lot of time here. But I would venture that they'll probably both be back to New Hampshire.
Susan, I want to stick with you for a minute.
Sure.
Because of something you mentioned just a second ago, and that is the Senate race and one of the reasons why you think President Obama,
right,
beyond the fundraising, may have chosen to spend part of today in Massachusetts this evening at Symphony Hall. Democratic Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren is actually scheduled to introduce President Obama at a major fundraiser in front of some 1,800 supporters, again, at Symphony Hall. So elaborate on what you were talking about earlier. Who's helping whose campaign here?
Well, I think the president coming into the state helps Elizabeth Warren. She's the sort of the newer entity.
Nancy, it seems that the conventional wisdom is that because it's a presidential election year, that's going to bring a lot more people to the polls in Massachusetts, and those people are potentially likely to vote for Elizabeth Warren. But could the same logic basically work in reverse, that those people who are attracted to keeping Senator Scott Brown in office are equally likely to come given the presidential election?
I think so. And I think that's where Thursday's decision in the Supreme Court and the health care vote will come down and have a major impact, I believe. Suddenly, the composition of the Congress will begin to be important to these presidential candidates, both President Obama and Governor Romney. Picking up on tonight and Elizabeth Warren, I think that she's being helped by his visit, but he's being helped by her national support because she is very much a national candidate running for a key Senate race. And so they're helping each other in terms of fundraising and in terms of support.
Mm. Well, Susan, Nancy brought up the Thursday ruling, which mm-hmm. we're told to expect from the Supreme Court regarding health care reform. As we recall, Senator Scott Brown in part went to Washington saying he was going to be a key 41st vote against health care reform. So regardless of how the court rules on Thursday, what do you think the impact is going to be on this Senate race?
You know, I think I'm a contrarian on this. I think most people think that if the court overturns health care in some way, shape, or form, that's bad for the Democrats. I think that's sort of the wisdom. I actually don't feel that way. I think that the Democrats have done a poor job at explaining why we have health care. And I think if the court takes away anything that people really value in that reform, like keeping your children on your health plan till they're 26, like some of the drug coverage components, I think if those are taken away, you finally might see some mobilization on the Democratic side, some anger. And anger is a great motivator in politics.
Nancy?
Well, I agree with much of what she said there, because negative does always propel Absolutely. Elections. And the progressive Democrats have been very quiet so far. We've seen activity in the Elizabeth Warren race, but around the country they've been quiet. So I don't disagree with that. However, it will be viewed as a defeat for the president because it was his singular legislative achievement in the first 18 months of office. And given that, to have it then overturned by the court or a portion of it overturned by the court, it's going to be a sting at the start. So we'll see if they pivot. We'll see if they pivot.
Mm. Susan Tracy is Radio Boston's Democratic analyst and a former state representative. Always great to see you, Susan.
Thanks, Meghna.
And Nancy Dwight, a Republican analyst and former head of the National Republican Congressional Committee. Great to have you, Nancy.
Thank you, Meghna.
Well, coming up, if you're near 65, you might be ready to retire, but your 401k probably is not. And a new study finds that many Americans will need to work much longer, at least 5 years, until they're 70. We'll find out why. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.